Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
So, Sarah, I want to go all the way back before we start with what's happening now. Can you tell me about the beginning of The Letter Black? I believe it was called something else in the beginning.
You are correct. We used to be called Breaking the Silence. We started back in 2005. We started out as a praise and worship team, and then we kind of started writing our own music. And when we started writing our own music, it was still worship music, and we actually were called Cry Up at that time. But then when we started writing our own rock music, that's when we were Breaking the Silence, and we recorded in 2006 with Travis Wyrick, kind of put out our own record, started shopping it around. We started doing shows and supporting it, but not really. We're kind of figuring out exactly what we wanted to do, and is this something that we think that we could actually do full time, or is this something we wanted to do just as a hobby? So we didn't really tour full time until 2008. In 2008, we decided, you know what, we are just going to do it and see what happens, because you only live once, right? So we went out and we toured pretty heavily on our own in 2008. We did a ton of showcases, which is where you play in front of labels and booking agents and management companies, and just to kind of get out there and see if anybody was interested in working with us. In 2009, that's when we signed to Tooth and Nail because of it. We did not blow their socks off the first time. It was hilarious. It was one of those shows where, because they were there, anything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. I mean, my microphone, the battery didn't work for like the first song. I mean, it was one of those train wrecks. We're like, okay, well, we all know how this is going to end up. But right, they, fortunately for us, saw through the things that weren't exactly our fault, because it was the house system, the house mic, all that. So they saw that we didn't quit. They saw that we didn't freak out. They saw that I walked over and used Mark's mic. They saw that we kept going, and that's what they were impressed with. They signed us in 2009, and we went into the studio and recorded our first record, Hanging On By a Thread, then. And that's actually when we changed the name.
Okay, that time, I believe it was 2009, you were touring with Skillet and Red, and that was the first time I got a chance to see you guys live, and that put you on my radar. Tell us a little bit about that tour.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was such a big blessing to be able to tour with Skillet and such big bands. I mean, the one Skillet tour we did with Red, and the other one we did with Hawk Nelson and Decipher Down. And it was just really cool to be able to say that that was our very first big tour, because they are the nicest people you would ever meet. They're just so nice, so humble. I mean, all of the bands really were. They all kind of took us under their wings a little bit and like, oh, you new people, we're going to help you out on your first tours. And it was just really nice. And it was great, great exposure. It was awesome to be able to really see what touring life is about. So in 2012, we released Rebuild, and that was still under Tooth and Nail. At that point, Tooth and Nail had been bought out by EMI. When that happened, EMI was really good at promoting the mainstream side of things, and Tooth was good at promoting the Christian industry and the Christian side of things. It was a little bit of trouble for us because we are heavily in the mainstream market. And so when EMI liquidated and Tooth and Nail was on their own, it kind of put a wrench in things as far as promoting and support and things like that. They just kind of weren't sure what to do. So they did nothing, really. It was so funny because our very first record had a huge budget for promotion and radio, things like that. And then I think it was peanuts for Rebuild. And so it basically got shelved, which was a big disappointment for us. But we still toured. I mean, we pushed it ourselves as best as we could. Like you said, we did a tour with TFK, which was super fun. And then Brian Head Welch, we toured with him. And that was just an amazing experience. Those guys also, I mean, just the nicest people in the world. So, I mean, we've been really blessed. We really feel like home away from home, because let's face it, when you're gone for 200 dates a year, it can wear on you and it can get tiring. But to be able to do it with great people and people that you feel comfortable with and people that are going through the same things you're going through, it's just really nice.
So we're moving up to 2017 when Pain comes out. Tell me what happened in the Letter Black's life about that time.
Yes, 2017, big year. In the meantime, after we toured and kind of relaxed a little bit, I had our second son. We worked a deal out with Tooth and Nail to allow us to get off of the label because we just weren't really happy with the deal as it was now without EMI. And so they let us out of our contract, which meant that we were able to, for the first time, do whatever we wanted, which was really, really nice for us. So my husband took it and ran with it as far as the musical side of things. He is a huge Nine Inch Nails and Korn fan, that really industrial.
You can see that influence, yeah.
Yeah, and so he was like, yes, it's my time. So he got to finally create the album that he wanted to create, which is so much fun. And we were able to do it in our own house and our studio that we have here, which makes it so much easier than spending 2 months in some other city and sleeping in a hotel.
Yes.
It's just not as glamorous as everyone thinks. Oh, you're recording. It's, you know, that's awesome. And it's fun when you're there, but like you're also sleeping in a hotel room for 2 months straight. So,
yeah.
So it was super fun to be able to do it. And we put it out in 2017. And we also had our third child, our daughter, in 2017 as well. So that was a really big year for us. That's when we put out Pain.
Okay, from between Pain and right now, y'all kind of went dark a little bit. Tell us a little bit about that season in your life.
Yeah, sure. Big transition. After we put that out, there were a lot of things going on in everyone in the band's life. Each of us as individuals, you know, Mark and I as a couple, and then our drummer and our bassist, Matt, you know, Justin, everyone had stuff going on in their own life. Personal issues, life issues, relational issues, things like that, that just, we just needed to take time. And we did some shows, but we did not go on any big tours because we needed to be home with our families. I can tell you kind of what happened with us. We had our daughter in 2017, like I said, and she actually got really, really sick. We ended up staying in Children's Hospital for a couple of weeks and she almost died. And so for us, it was just a big wake up call or whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call it. It made us really want to just stay home, focus on our family, focus on our children, and just kind of put them first above everything else. And that's what we have done up until 2020.
Wow. And have you been still been doing some art? I noticed you were selling artwork online.
Yeah. You know what? I still create art. I sell it just kind of individually. I used to sell it out of a store, but I find it better to sell directly to people.
Creativity had to find some place to go.
Exactly. And so. Yeah. Because the creative juices don't really stop flowing. You got to find an outlet somehow.
One of the things that I noticed you had posted a change on the Letter Black page. And that's when I contacted you about playing for Loud and Proud Festival in Germany. And I'm really bummed that we've had to shelve that because I was so looking forward to.
I know. We were too. You.
I know. So hopefully that'll happen next year. But the next thing we got to talk about is the new album.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We are so excited. Kind of a funny story on how we decided to come back and not just be done. Right. We were sitting Valentine's Day 2020. So not that long ago. And Mark and I had our, you know, steak dinner he made, and we were sitting in our living room and watching. I don't even know why, but you know how these things work. We just put on YouTube and we were watching old videos, band videos of us, of Letter Black, and watching old shows we had done and things like that. And we just looked at each other like, oh, I miss it. Do you miss it? Yeah, I miss it. And then we were like, oh, we have all these songs that never got released. Like, we almost have a whole record already. And we're like, I know. And so we kind of said it to ourselves. We didn't tell our parents. We didn't tell Matt and Justin. We didn't do anything. We just kind of made it up in our heads. You know what? We're just going to start writing and recording on our own, doing scratch demos and just kind of see what happens. You know, no pressure, no commitment, just see what happens. And then not even 2 weeks after that, we had talked to Justin. We had talked to Matt. Everyone wanted to do it. We were in negotiations with a label. We had management and we had booking again within like 2 weeks.
Wow. It did happen fast, didn't it?
So that escalated quickly.
Yes, it did.
And then COVID hit.
Oh my gosh. Ruined everything.
It ruined everything, but we're still kicking. So whatever.
Yeah. Tell us about your label.
Yeah. Rockfest Records. So we've toured with Seventh Day Slumber and we had that relationship with Joseph already. And so when he found out that we were back and we were going to be doing another record, he actually contacted us and we talked through things and we already know that we like him and can trust him. And with the other bands that he has on the label already, all great bands. And so we felt really comfortable making the decision, especially being skittish after, you know, what happened with Tooth and Nail and then the whole EMI dropping off. And we know that things can happen and we're aware, but it just kind of made us a little skittish of labels for a little bit. But they have been nothing but great. And our contract is something that we feel extremely comfortable with. I mean, our contract before, you needed, you know, tons of lawyers to read through and it was probably 2 inches thick. And this right. contract, super simple, like not complicated, nothing crazy and scary. So it's just been great. Just a completely different feel. And it's been amazing.
Well, I heard the other day, I was on your page on Facebook, and I listened to the live that you did where you played a little bit of Rise, and that thing is heavy.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the songs on this album. Is that what we're going to expect? Heavy?
You know, it's Letter Black. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've been saying all along, this is going to be a mix of all three of the records. So there's some old school Letter Black songs, and actually a couple of the songs date back to, I think even the one was supposed to go on the Hanging On By a Thread record. So it was written in 2009. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other ones are maybe 5-7 years old. So we have some that are older, and so it's like traditional old school Letter Black, you know? And then nice. We have some brand new ones that we just wrote back in April, May. And so we have all the different styles between 2009 and now. So some of it's very traditional old school Letter Black, and then some of it's very new, what's happening now, kind of I Prevail, Bring Me the Horizon sounding stuff. So it's super fun.
A little smorgasbord.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. Now, you did mention, are you still doing this 10-week series? We're going to cover each song and tell a little bit about them on your page.
Yeah. So we've been doing, because of COVID, we haven't been able to connect with our fans, you know, live. So we started doing these Friday Night Lives as much as we can. We've pretty much done every single one, hit or miss every once in a great while for other obligations, but we decided, you know what, we have the time, we might as well explain the songs in depth. So we decided that one song a week, we're going to kind of explain just real quick the meaning behind the lyrics and the writing process behind it, who wrote what and just how it came about. So yeah, we are in the middle of that right now, and it'll probably stretch through September, something like that. So it's been super fun to be able to show everybody what the Letter Black record is about.
And we have a release date on this album?
No, not yet. We were hoping originally when we signed with Rockfest Records in March, we had hoped to put it out this fall. Now with the whole COVID situation, because it's not just us on the label, there are other label releases. I know the Fireflight record was supposed to be coming out. So we have to wait for, let's say, first in line. Right. There are a handful of other things that they have in place. And then we'll be able to figure out ours as well. So it's very complicated from a business standpoint with the whole COVID situation. I mean, it's just been, you know, and it's not just us. It's across the board. Everybody has been affected. And when it comes to business decisions, music industry and entertainment industry in general has kind of the most complicated. I mean, you look at these big blockbuster movies who have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on these movies, and now they're like, when are we even putting it out?
Exactly.
So we will see, and we will let you guys know as soon as we know, because trust me, we are eager as well, but we don't have an answer at this point.
Okay. Do we have a title? Or a working
no,
title.
No, we oh. don't. We're debating. We have narrowed it down to probably two or three options. And okay. we're kind of letting it like sit in our mouths, so to speak. We're kind of letting it sit there and see how it feels. One of them actually has a special guest on it, the one that we're considering having as the title track. We actually have two special guests on this record, by the way. Yes, but we can't tell you who it is yet.
You can message me later. Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, we won't make you give up any secrets. We'll just let you sit
See,
on
the
that.
The fun
but
is in waiting. It's like
Christmas. I know. That's right. You don't want to unwrap your packages
That's
you know,
right.
too soon. Or should we say open our letters too soon? Sorry. Anyway, that's great. I am so excited about this. So we will put in my blog on the Solid Rock Radio blog page for Backstage with Mothership. I will have a link to your Facebook page where they can come and watch these videos and keep up with what's happening with you guys. And I sure do appreciate you coming on and talking to me today and giving us some background about what's happening. I have one question that I'm asking everybody, because if anybody knows me, they know I buy snacks for bands. So what is yours and the band's favorite road snack?
We almost always have cheddar pretzel combos.
Okay.
And or any type of chocolate.
Chocolate in general. Now, how do you keep it from melting?
You know, air conditioning, and then I just carry it in the venue with me like a little gypsy.
Okay. All right. Well, that works. All right.
Or we eat it.
Yeah.
One or the other. We
want it to melt.
Waste.
We don't want to go to waste. We'll just go ahead and just eat it. That's
exactly.
Good.
It's practical.
Well, that is a very practical idea. Okay. Sarah, thank you so much. And I appreciate it again. And we will talk with you, I hope, again soon. And when this
Absolutely.
Album comes out, maybe we can discuss a few of the songs on here. That would be awesome.
Absolutely. I'll come All back right. whenever you'll have me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Don't forget to check out my blog on solidrockradio.org, and I'm with Mothership on Facebook for links to the socials and websites for The Letter Black. Thanks for stopping in. Stay tuned for more great music all night long. This show will be replayed at 4 a.m. Eastern Time and will be added to the Solid Rock Radio website archive and SoundCloud soon. I pray you all have a wonderful week, and remember to be kind to one another.